You're listening to the Loud Thumbs Podcast. Get ready for games, entertainment,
and adult beverages.
Around here, we only have three rules. Game on,
volume up,
and stay loud.
Hosted by your stout savoring superfan Nick and his IPA-inspired co-host Josh.
Time to get loud.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back this week to the Loud Thumbs Podcast, your place for news, reviews, games, and brews. I'm one of your hosts, Nick.
I'm your other host, Josh, with a brew frostier than the Leviathan Axe itself.
Ooh, that's frosty, bro. That's frosty.
That's real frosty.
Not even after you charge it up?
Maybe not that frosty, but okay, it's pretty frosty.
That's pretty frosty, then. Pretty frosty. Well, and someone else frosty with us today, we have Heather, who's frosty. She's a little cold every once in a while. You know what I mean? Gotta be honest on this show. We do nothing but lie all the time on this show. You guys know that.
We just
have lots of fun. That's what we do. So we have decided to bring Heather on. They decided to come play again. Yeah, she can come play again on Loud Thumbs. Mm-hmm. And she's been playing stuff we don't play. That's why she comes on the show. Right, guys?
She's doing more chores.
Yeah, she's doing more chores. Josh has got this down.
Yes.
If you guys have been a longtime listener of the show, Heather enjoys the more casual games that we don't play, the Animal Crossings and so on and so forth. If you're new, now you know that's usually her forte. She really enjoys those.
I don't want to play anything where I'm gonna like rage quit or want to throw a controller. That's not fun and relaxing to me.
She's not wrong. It's not fun and relaxing. The win feels good, though. The win is good.
All you Souls players know.
Yeah, all of them. Yes, every one of them. But she is going to come on today because we're going to crack a brew and not talk about what we've been playing. We're going to talk about what Heather's been playing this week, guys.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to crack that brew first. Ladies first, obviously.
Uh-huh. So mine... Actually, I don't know if Josh will recognize said can. His wife would recognize it. She left it here. It has been commandeered as my drink of the day.
She's drinking stolen liquor.
I am drinking stolen liquor.
Yeah, she's not going to care. So
I know she's not. This is a red sangria, a fun and fruity sparkling wine beverage.
It's a very basic drink. You know, very basic.
It's good.
Fair. Yeah. Well, you gotta crack a brew when you're on Loud Thumbs. That's how it works. So
absolutely
par for the course. So Josh, you're up next, man. What's frosty over there, Oscar Mike?
I got Ryan Guy's Truth.
Oh, Truth.
Oh,
it's pretty good.
I don't think I've had that one.
It's just a real straightforward IPA. It's not playing any games. It's telling you the truth. It's citrusy. It's hoppy. It's just a good, solid IPA. I've had it a few times now, but...
I think we've had that one.
You won't drink an IPA, so I don't know if that was...
Maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of Wowie.
I was going to say, Rheingeist Wowie is your jam.
I almost grabbed the Wowie Colada. I almost did Rheingeist Wowie Colada.
Rheingeist has been killing it with their ales. Oh, it's true. Missed opportunity.
missed opportunity.
But, semi-local Cincinnati. We're not that far from Cincinnati. But...
No, a couple hours. Not bad.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Hell yeah, right on. Well, I brought a unique one tonight. I've been waiting to crack this one open, and it felt like the right time. So I have I think you pronounce this Saugatuck Brewing Company, and it is a blueberry maple stout.
That sounds so cool.
And it's got a big old heaping pile of pancakes right on the can, guys. So
our daughter asked, what's the can in there with the pancakes on it? And I was like, not for you.
Not for you. No. But a rich sweet stout with classic malt characteristics with a bold, unique twist. This beer tastes like you crammed a fat stack of blueberry pancakes into a pint glass and smothered it in maple syrup. So we're going to find out. That's a hell of a description.
I think the maple's going to come through. I think the blueberry might get lost in the stout and the maple. That's what I'm worried about.
Not going to see a sweet one on this one, but I'm excited because this could be something on the opposite side of the spectrum of our strawberry French toast, another breakfasty themed drink that was my favorite of the year so far. Okay. Yeah. The blueberry is there.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Wow. That's wild.
Has some evolution to it.
It's there. The blueberry's there. And then that's nuts. That is completely insane. The blueberry hangs on right after the beginning of the taste, and it's still there right now. And it has all of the taste of a stout, 100% of the taste of a stout is there.
Oh, nice. I thought the stout was going to overpower it, to be honest with
you. Nope. Still there, and the syrup would be like, and it makes sense for pancakes, because it's like the back end of it all. Like, you don't have a bunch, like, usually you don't pile a ton of syrup on your pancakes. At least I don't.
I was going to say, speak for yourself.
Go crazy. Yeah, you want to go crazy, go crazy. But this is really good. That's really tasty. Very unique. Did not expect that. All right.
Hell yeah.
Well, it's time to talk about what Heather's been playing this week.
Yeah.
So surprise everybody out there. I'm sure maybe if they clicked on the thumbnail, they've seen it already. But what have you been playing?
I have been playing Disney's Dreamlight Valley. And it is fun.
It's just fun. That's it. Yeah. It's over.
All right. Heather, was good seeing you again.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Her segment's over.
That's all you want to know anyway.
Well, tell everybody out there. I mean, I'm sure we have a lot of listeners. I know we have female listeners. I know we have plenty of, you know, a demographic, but I know a few of our listeners anyway. And husband and wife duos are all out there. And I know this game, I would play it.
I do think this is a game that you would play.
Yeah, I should lead with that because it's Disney. And Animal Crossing gave me nothing. Like, I didn't have a connection with Animal Crossing. Who doesn't, in one way or another, who doesn't have a connection with Disney in the world? Somebody has a connection with Disney everywhere, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, granted, right now it's kind of basic, and the characters that they've chosen to release first, you can tell are because they're their more popular characters.
Makes sense.
So when you first get to the island, you literally have Merlin, Mickey Mouse, and Goofy. And there are a total of 13 characters you can get right now. And I have all of them but one. Because for some reason, I don't know, I just can't get Ursula.
And the concept for the game, explain
the concept. So the concept of the game is that the forgetting has happened. And so basically, like, a curse has been put over the village. And all of the characters have forgotten each other. Or they've been, like, instead of living in the village in harmony, they're all back in their own little separate lands. So, like, when you first start the game, you can either choose to unlock the, like, Moana realm, the Ratatouille realm, or the WALL-E realm. And then you'll get characters from that movie first. Mm-hmm. You go through their little stages, and then you can unlock more characters as you go. Right now, they have obviously, Mickey, Goofy, Merlin. You have WALL-E, Moana and Maui, Elsa, Anna, Kristoff. And then you have Donald, Minnie. Did I say Goofy?
You did.
Okay. Yep. Donald and Minnie. Ursula, Ariel, and Eric.
That's really good she remembered all those guys, because I would have lost like half of those.
I'm pretty sure that's all of them. I'm like
trying to. It sounded like it.
When I look at my menu, when I go down the list, I'm trying to remember what order they're in. And then just, you know, certain missions get unlocked as you progress in your friendship levels. You want to get your friendship levels up. There's different things that you can do. Oh, Scar. I knew I was forgetting one.
Oh, well, he's newest, right? He's the newest to the game, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's the most recent DLC.
Yeah. Which free DLC.
Yeah, it was free.
Which is impressive from this game and from Disney, honestly.
I was about to say from Disney, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the game, like, you can play it on Game Pass and it's free.
Yeah, built into your
Game Pass. I started it on there to see if I would like it. Uh-huh. And I think it took me all of about 10 minutes. And I was like, I really like this game. Yeah. And Nick was like, let's just buy it for the Switch.
Yeah.
So it was $30 on the Switch.
Yeah. Budget title, which is cool.
Yeah. Not too shabby at all.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. I mean, you could buy two of them. Our justification for our daughter, when we thought about it, was like, oh, there's two of you and it doesn't have a cartridge-based purchase. You have to download this game. We looked everywhere for cartridge.
Oh, no physical copies. Okay.
No right. physical no copies. No
physical copies.
So my thought was like, oh, you know what? Animal Crossing was $60. We own three copies of that because both kids and her, right?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
This isn't so bad. It's, you know, both of you like it, and it's like buying one game of Animal Crossing. So cool. Go for it. And not riddled with microtransactions, which surprised me. Oh, big time. I mean, to my core, it surprised me. So yeah.
There are certain events, like seasonal events that happen that you can either like save up your special moon coins for, or you can purchase them.
But again, you can,
but it doesn't
play and play, right? Yeah. You don't have to pay to play. You
right.
can just play and then play more.
Yeah. It which doesn't is affect totally the story.
Well, yeah, but it's totally different for monetization in gaming right now. So I don't know if they're doing that as like, Josh, we talk about this a lot on the show, mm-hmm. but like as kind of like that entry drug or like that hook, you know,
yeah,
to get
like,
into you.
Here's an hour of gameplay, and now that you like it,
yeah,
give me more money, please.
Yeah, here's Dreamlight Valley 1.5. It's going to cost this much now, and I need this many microtransactions from you, you know?
Yeah, that would piss me off, and I would be like, nope.
But unfortunately,
no matter how much I like a game, like I'm cheap, not cheap, but what's the
word? You have standards.
Frugal.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Yeah. Or yeah, you don't want to have to pay for something that you know you could like earn in a video game by playing the game, which
bogus. Is the point of a video game.
Yeah.
Is to play.
But at
the
this
game.
At this game also being a budget title, it's kind of cool that it would allow you to be able to expand the game and still keep it within like a $60 price range. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm having some technical difficulties.
Heather's having problems with her tiny ears, everybody that might be listening or watching. It's okay. It's okay.
Called out.
That's all right.
Hey, I can't help it.
That's okay. She can just look like she's an anchor on the news. If you're watching on YouTube, she'll just hold
this
her ear
just
all
in.
Day.
This just in.
Just
Dreamlight
in.
Valley.
Goofy has lost his memory.
Donald is throwing another tantrum.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about that real quick.
Okay, go on it.
Oh my gosh. So, Donald Duck, they have him, like, throw temper tantrums. And he legit throws temper tantrums. He sounds like a freaking train. Like, you can hear the train whistle, and then he literally sprawls out on the ground. And I get it. Donald is a bit of a hothead.
That's his character.
That is his character.
Yeah.
But I do feel like that could be shorter. Like, we don't necessarily
You mean the animation of it?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't need to hear it 800 times in one playing. Literally, it's every 5
that's
minutes.
Rough.
And can you set it? Can you
no.
go in and change it or do anything?
No.
You tried?
Yeah. Okay. No, there's nothing to, like, change. Like, they've said, like, we're going to update the game so Donald doesn't do this anymore. And I'm like, when? Because this is really rather annoying.
So I know we started with the concept and we derailed.
I know, sorry.
Which is fine. That's the fun part.
yeah.
So they've lost their memories of each other and of, like, everything? Or
mostly of each other and kind of how the village was before.
Okay.
So your job is to figure out what happened to their ruler and to help bring the village back.
Gotcha.
So there's this stuff called the forgetting that look like, they look, if you think of a rose and the thorns on the stems, that's what this stuff looks like. And it's purple and it like grows out of the ground.
It blocks everything.
Yeah.
Right?
And you just, you know, walk up and remove it and you get like coins or dream shards or different like collectibles and stuff that you need in the game.
Okay.
And then you also, you know, like, you get Remy. You want Remy because he's going to help you cook more things.
Remy from Ratatouille, everybody.
Yep,
that's
Remy. and the more things you, like, can cook, the more meals you can make, the longer your stamina goes. You can also give things as gifts to the other characters. So then you get your friendship level up faster.
Okay.
And then you can unlock the missions a lot quicker.
Okay.
Like, I'm stuck right now. So I need to get Ursula.
You mean you're finished or what do you mean?
No, like I'm stuck. I can't do anything until I get these other people upgraded and I can't upgrade them until I can get like Ursula.
Oh.
But the one of the problems I've noticed is some of the characters will go to sleep.
Okay.
All the time.
Is that based on gameplay or is that based on time of day?
Time of day.
Like real life time of day.
Yes, because it does do real life time of day.
That's kind of rough, actually. Yeah.
The nice part about it, though, is there are only, so far, I've only noticed two characters that go to sleep.
Okay.
And that's Ursula, freaking Ursula, and Remy. But other than that, you pretty much can, I've been able to play till, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night and done stuff.
So for a lot of our audience out there, I'm sure they're familiar with Animal Crossing. In like comparison, like, you know, one-to-one talk, like your opinion of the two of them, like what they do alike, what they do differently, maybe something you like or dislike.
Yeah, I was curious about the same thing.
So they are very similar. Like you have the missions, you know, grow your fruit and make recipes and cook. I enjoy both games, but I will admit, like, you get Animal Crossing burnout.
Yeah.
You can only do the same thing so many times.
Right. Monotonous, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, it does. It just gets repetitive.
Yeah.
Like, you go fishing to catch the same fish every time you turn around.
Right.
In Dreamlight Valley, everything has a purpose. So I love both games, but I will admit I would rather play Disney Dreamlight Valley.
Okay. And why is that?
Mostly because there's purpose to it. There's more purpose to it. Okay. It's not just random chores, as Josh calls them.
You said random chores, guys. Right?
Yeah. Right. Like, it'll be like, hey, you know, you need Scar wants you to help do this. You need to go find this item and find this item.
Okay.
For
a purpose.
For a purpose.
Okay. And without spoilers or anything, like, what is like a purpose? Like something.
Like one of them, I'm trying to think of something that would be like a spoiler.
Do something super early so it's not like spoilery.
Well, everything was kind of spoilery. Like, you had to help Goofy fix a boat.
Okay.
So then you had to go and collect all these different pieces, and like, you have to like get iron to make an iron nugget to make whatever tinkering parts he needed to fix the boat.
Okay.
Or then you needed rope.
And then you fix the boat and it unlocks something, or like, so you get the boat to access now, or what?
Then you can use the boat to do other things, like not necessarily do a bunch of other things, but it will take you to another place.
Okay.
Like, you can
get, so it's an actual boat in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's not like a boat that Goofy built in a pond.
No.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I personally think Dreamlight Valley has taken like the good parts of Animal Crossing and made them better.
Okay.
Like in Animal Crossing, you have random neighbors and they, when they talk to you, you know?
Okay.
Dreamlight Valley, granted, it's kind of the same, what's the word, script every time.
Okay.
But it's in the actual characters' voices.
Oh, yeah. You mean the actual dialogue? Sure.
Yeah, the dialogue is. Okay. Yeah. Like, I don't mind talking to them because, like, I'm hearing someone and not just.
And like, oh, hey, pal. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Right.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure you've heard a million times.
What Oh, gosh. You know, like, stuff like that. I mean, I'm a Goofy guy. I love Goofy. Yeah. So that was the first reason why I would play this game. Plus, he's, like, on the cover. They put his house and everything on the cover, too, which is cool. But, like, the fact that you could fish with Goofy, I was sold. Like, you could go fishing with Goofy.
That's it. Done. Already in.
Like, I would just, I would play that mini game just over and over if I could. Do they make that a mini game open forever? Or is it, like, limited? Are you going to use so much of it?
No,
that's kind of cool. I think that's kind of neat.
And so, like, when you unlock the characters, which I did forget a character. I forgot Mother Gothel.
Oh.
When you unlock them, you, once you get them to, like, level two, you get them through that first initial, like, level, which goes really fast. You can actually pick an ability to have them be like your boost. So like Goofy, I picked for fishing, obviously. So if I go fishing with Goofy, like, I actually walk up to him and say, hey, let's hang out, we can go fishing together. And then if I like catch a fish every so often, he'll just throw another one of those fish out. Or
I've had, it's like a buff to your fishing skill.
And then I've had like, I've caught like the bubbles are different colors. So if it's just white, it's just going to be a like level one fish. If it's blue, it's probably going to be something that's like a level two. And then if it's gold, it's something that's a level three, it's going to be worth a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So then you go fishing. I've actually had it where I've gotten a gold one and then he just like put out like 10 more of them.
Oh,
and
dang.
I just ran and picked them all up before the timer ran out.
That's so cool.
And that also makes their friendship level go up.
Okay.
You do more things with them than their friendship level goes up to. So like, I think I picked with like Anna, I think hers is like foraging. So like,
oh,
you can harvest like garlic is randomly placed in certain areas of the game. And that's the other thing I thought was cool. Like if you need certain ingredients, they're in certain areas of the game.
Oh, okay.
So you kind of have to unlock that area to get that ingredient to maybe
that's an incentive.
Unlock a mission for yeah. another area of the game. Yeah. So it's not just random, like, oh, I'm going to plant this stuff to grow, to make food, to do nothing with.
Right,
like
yeah.
Like Animal Crossing does.
Yeah. It definitely seems like it has more of a purpose than Animal Crossing. I mean, 100%, Josh. I mean, we're on par. Animal Crossing is a chore game. Like, you're just doing chores, man. You're picking weeds and like
it seems stuff. Like it but man did it take over the world in 2020.
It did, yeah,
it did,
yeah.
I think that was just the perfect storm.
Oh yeah,
I think it was, yeah, yeah. It was the perfect game to come out at that time.
Yeah
it really was. But it's good to see that you favor this over Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
One
thing that's awesome too, like I think about the potential for the game.
That was what I was gonna say, because it's almost like Animal Crossing, Nintendo kind of went, eh. I mean, they did just put a 2.35 update out just this week for Animal Crossing, but it didn't really add anything. It just kind of like stabilized the game a little more.
Just a regular patch.
Yeah. So it's not like they've like given up on it really, but it's always taken so long for them to come out with another one too. And I don't know, they might be a little gun shy about coming out with more for this one. So, but yeah, Disney is so much bigger than Nintendo. Yes. I mean, Nintendo's no slouch, but Disney is so much bigger, especially with character development and, you know, overall characters. Plus, you could roll into movies and Marvel. And
I mean, they could put out like a massive like Marvel update, and now you're, I don't know, interrogating Goofy with Black Widow or something.
Yeah, right.
That would be so awesome. Like that. I would love that.
But see, that's the stuff people like, you know, like you're building a universe and you can make them all kind of,
I mean,
you know,
they
interact.
Can even make them like, you know, Dreamlight Valley, Marvel edition, you know, or whatever. I do just think about the potential even of just this first one, because I'm going to say there's going to be a Dreamlight Valley too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a perfect game by any means. There are lots of issues. There are lots of bugs. I've had several crashes. So
talk about those, because I'm curious on
the thing like, about the crashes.
Not just me. I'm curious for everybody out there to hear it too, because I've seen you go through these crashes and get annoyed and just go right the hell back in. Like,
yeah,
you know?
I gotta find my stuff.
Right. So I'm curious for everybody out there to know, and me too, because I have not asked you about that, but like, what keeps you coming back? Like, why does that not create a problem that's I'm done?
I can speak for me and for our daughter, because she's been playing this game too. And I know I can hear it when it crashes. You go, like, she's super annoyed too.
That's a valid response.
It is.
It shouldn't happen.
No, it shouldn't happen. And the thing of it is a lot of it is only happening on the Switch. So then I'm like, is this a Switch issue? Is this a Disney Dreamlight Valley like issue for the Switch?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, and there's no pinpoint to it. It's just literally random. Like, you will just be cruising along like, oh, I'm going to run to the other side of the map because I need garlic. And it'll just be like, an error has occurred. And you're like,
frick. Now, what's the save system like? Is it good enough to where you don't lose a bunch of stuff?
Yes. So far, I have not lost a lot.
Okay.
I've only had one time where I've lost like a substantial amount of stuff.
Okay.
And then I just went back and picked it back up because it was still where it was before.
Well, so then that's
that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's like being killed, losing your loot. You just gotta go back where you died. You know, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's go back where it was at beforehand. I have gotten in the habit though of since then of making a point of every now and then to like go and actually save.
Yeah.
And then every time before I shut the game down, I save, mm-hmm. and then I go back to the title screen and I actually close the software.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that has helped some.
Okay.
It's almost like it can't.
Pro tip.
Yeah. It's almost like it can't process being open that long.
Oh.
You know.
It probably can't cache the memory that it's holding so long.
That's fair.
I will say Scrooge McDuck, all about the money.
Attaboy.
All about them binge.
He's another one of my favorites. He's probably my second favorite Disney character, honestly.
And not only like are the characters awesome, like that's what pulls me to it. Like I love Disney. You know that. Like I am
we are a family that loves huge family Disney, yeah.
Of Disney nerds.
Yeah, we were a bunch of nerds.
We are a bunch of nerds.
On a game podcast, you don't say.
No.
I mean, who else buys Christmas ornaments to put them out as collectibles?
Yeah.
You know.
I don't think we do that.
I don't think so. I don't think we've just randomly done that recently in the last week.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Okay.
Nope.
That
not
wasn't us.
Definitely not.
But like I grew up with Disney. Mm-hmm. Like I love Disney. I was super pumped when I heard that the first two DLCs were going to be Scar and Toy Story. And I was like, yes.
The Toy Story is a good one.
No, it has not came out yet.
Agreed, Josh. Yes,
that
sir.
Is the one our son is like, I want to play that. Like, it's fun. Like, who doesn't like Disney?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, something has connected or touched you from Disney in your life somewhere that you've enjoyed. Like, there's too much Disney to
there's way too much content, and a lot of it is wildly different.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Like, I just think, like, okay, so we've got Elsa and Anna and Kristoff, and I'm like, they could totally just, like, add in, you know, Olaf.
Oh, yeah.
Sven. And, like, so right now you have Moana and Maui.
Christmas is coming up, too.
So. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right now you have Moana and Maui. And I was like, you know, it's kind of sad that you don't have Pua or Hei-Hei. Mm-hmm. And then now this new mission that I've unlocked, like, someday I guess I'll find Pua. Like,
see, that's cool.
I'm like, that's
awesome.
See,
that's kind of like the hook or like the, you know, like, not addiction or anything like that, but like the drive to keep playing, like those new little things they add.
Yeah. Like, I'm honestly sad that I'm getting close to like almost being done. Because I'm like, what am I going to do next? Like, I'm not going to have anybody to have to go look for or do anything for. Like, everybody's going to be a level 10. Then what am I supposed to do? Yeah. Sit on my hands? Like,
yeah, I don't want to hang out with my kids and husband. My game!
Hopefully the next DLC will be out by then.
Yeah. I think they said first quarter of 2023, so.
Okay. A little bit of time yet. Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, obviously, we're getting busy and life is crazy anyway.
Holidays get kind of nuts.
Well,
I think one thing we need to talk about, too, is the cross play, which it has a cross play and a cross save, which I had to figure out to begin with because I couldn't find it physically anywhere. So I'm like, you know, I was just going to get it for a surpriser and I couldn't buy it. Like, I tried everywhere just to be, you know, I'm like, oh, go to Amazon. They got everything, right? You know? But you download it and it plays on all of these platforms, all of them. Does it play on iOS?
I don't know.
Okay. It definitely plays on every console, though. Okay. It's PC and every console and Switch. Steam. So, you know, Game Pass and everything. So it's all saved to the cloud, which is very cool. So you can play on Game Pass and then you can drop your Xbox controller and go on a road trip. And as long as you have synced it to the internet, it's going to pull your cloud save and you're going to play exactly where you left off on your Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Steam Deck and everything, same kind of deal.
Which I started it on the Xbox.
Yep.
And I made my account and I played it on there. I think I ended up playing it on there for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one night you guys had recorded and you came out and you were like, I was looking for you. And I was in our
room. House was quiet.
I was in our bedroom on the Xbox playing Dream. I was like, I got to beat this.
I thought you were in bed already. Nope, she was addiction. It kicked in. So.
And then we decided to get it on the Switch and I literally just saved it on the Xbox. And then I opened it on the Switch and all my stuff.
Just logged in.
It
works.
That's
really
a
nice
feature. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't expect something like that either from Disney because of the same kind of thing. They want you to buy multiple copies of something. I mean, we know how Nintendo already does that. So why wouldn't Disney mimic Nintendo's, you know, setup? Like, just go for it.
Yeah.
But they didn't. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, you can play it on all these different platforms and you can create an account on any of them and use that account and just log out of the other person's account and log into your account. So you can fully share the game with whoever.
Oh, nice. It's like a version of having multiple save files.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, well done. I mean, I was really happy to see all that. The crashes would begrudge me a little bit more than Heather, I think. But, you know.
They have gotten few and far between.
It seems
less. The frame rate drops a lot, but only when it's rainy.
Yeah.
Like if it's raining in the game.
It doesn't handle that graphically.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I did not say that there are literally hundreds of different, like, headbands, hats, outfits, pieces of furniture.
The character customization is high.
Yes.
Okay.
It is ginormous. And you can customize your house and, like, you can earn these things. You can buy special things from Scrooge McDuck's shop. Like, he had a Vanellope skirt in there the other day. And I was like, do I want to buy this? And I decided not to. But I was like, okay. And that stuff changes every day. So, which I know, like, Animal Crossing, like, their store, Tom Nook, it changed every day. But, like, it was always, like, a version of the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got you.
Animal Crossing was very, like funneled or very mm-hmm. tiny on what you got. Like, there were three or four things in the shop, right?
Yeah.
Is that the way it is here, too? Or is there multiple things?
There's, like, 9 or 12 different things.
Oh, so quite a bit more.
And they'll be, like, nice. Pieces of furniture. And they'll be from, like, they had Gaston's big chair. From Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
That was one thing you could purchase. Like, they'll have some of the princess dresses. They had some really cool, like, Hades from Hercules. And I was like, I should just get
That's
it. And
cool.
then I never did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hades is the best Disney villain.
He's pretty great.
He is one of my favorites.
Great comic, comedic timing as well, too.
Yes. With Pain and Panic.
I mean, James,
oh, I love that.
James Woods, come on. I mean, can't lose.
That's one of my favorites. Like, it's one of my, like, underground favorites.
Yeah, it's not a hugely, you know,
like, I want to get Ellie to watch it with me, and she's always like, no, let's watch, like, Frozen or who knows with her.
It's something else.
Cinderella. It's always something else. Cinderella a million times.
Yeah. So what would you say overall in the game? Like, is it a must buy? Is it you know, just pay attention?
Yeah. Like, for $30 on the Switch, yeah. If you're a Disney fan at all and you are any somewhat inclined to the, like, what do they call them? Role play or life simulation.
Oh, yeah.
Tour games. Yeah. Definitely pick it up. And if you aren't sure if you want to spend the $30, like, I'm sure you probably have an Xbox in your house or some way to try it. Like,
yeah, if you have Game Pass,
try it.
Because you can start it and play it, you know, and if you like it, pick it up for real and on the Switch or if you have.
Yeah. And you're not out any time.
No, none. Exactly. That's just super cool. I will have to say, just the little bit that I saw, because I did pick it up and play a little bit just to kind of get a feel for how the character moved and stuff. Like, night and day as far as Animal Crossing goes for me. I'm like, oh, this actually feels like a video game. You know what I mean? Like, it just... Now, I'm not going to say that I'm a hater on Animal Crossing. The first Animal Crossing is my jam. I played the hell out of the first Animal Crossing on GameCube. But it turned into this, I don't know, micromanaging thing that I didn't want to do. Like, it's just like, oh, I got to do this today. Oh, now I got to do this today. No, life's hard enough, man. I'm cool. I'm cool. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Then they changed Dreamlight Valley to, it still has that aspect of it, but it doesn't seem to be the primary aspect.
Right.
It seems sure.
You have everything else to just have fun with, and, you know, going fishing and, like, you know, digging things up and all that's still part of it, like Animal Crossing, but it's how it's done and how it looks and how it feels. It feels like a little mini RPG. It's what it feels like. It feels like a little Disney RPG. I can change my character. I can make new friends, and I can, you know, use them, like you said, to buff your character and, you know, up your, you know, abilities and things like that. I mean, Animal Crossing didn't do stuff like that. And the content I think that you got with the $30 package, and including obviously the free stuff they've given you as well, absolutely worth $30.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Just in the little bit I got to play, which I, like I said, guys, I think I played it for like 15 minutes or something just to get a good idea of it. And I'm like, okay. And the reason I did have to play it, a little funny story, is I had to take the controller from her because the way she uses the controller drives me nuts. So I was like, okay, let me just play it for a minute. Let me
their own way.
Heather doesn't realize that there is a camera that moves with the right stick. So I got to bust her chops about that until the day I die. So that's just how it works.
Okay.
But when I realized, like, oh, it does actually feel like a video game. This is pretty cool. I was sold on it. Like, yep, I think it's worth chatting about.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And okay, this is totally like girly and geeky, but you can
you are a girl.
You can totally have like squirrels and rabbits like approach you, and you can feed them little fruits, and then they like
who doesn't love that?
Become your little friend.
Yeah.
And there's like hummingbirds, and there's these big ravens. I haven't figured out how to get the ravens to like me yet, but
hey, this is Loud Thumbs. We're all about yet. You got to be able to pet the dogs and the cats. And,
know what I mean? Yeah.
If you can feed a little bunny some fruit and a squirrel, we're all for it.
I mean, you can even pet bears and Ghost of Tsushima, or the wolves, anyway.
Yeah, the little foxes and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the little foxes. Yeah. I remember that. Like, this is kind of weird, though. Like, I have this little alligator creature that follows me around and has this weird hat, and he, like, has different rainbow-colored sparkles that come off of him.
Mm-hmm.
But in Ellie's version, she doesn't have that.
Huh, I wonder if it's a day one thing.
I don't know. Like, I keep meaning to look it up, and then I keep forgetting. But you can
anybody out there listening who's played and knows why the little alligator's around,
let us
know. Yeah,
he's a super cute little pink alligator, and he wants his belly rubbed all the time. Because if you hit A to pet him, he just instantly rolls on his back like pet my belly.
But you got to then. Yeah. I mean, it's part of the rules.
I don't know. I keep meaning to look it up, and I just haven't done it yet.
No, the answer's out there. It could have been a day one thing, because I think you did get it day one.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Yes.
Yeah. And that might be because she had to wait until she got good grades.
Yeah.
Which is all the time. But yeah. She just had to figure out how much money she needed before she could buy it to get from us. All right. Well, Heather's going to stick around. She's still going to talk some topic with us. But thanks for coming on and talking some Dreamlight Valley.
Yeah.
That easy.
I'm not going to get rid of that easy. Yeah. But yeah, that. I think anybody has any feedback about Dreamlight Valley, and if you've played it, we'd like to hear. I know it's not as much of our group of audio listeners and maybe our YouTube listeners, but I'm curious because I haven't started it yet, because it is one of those time suck games that you could definitely see yourself falling into. But maybe eventually I'll get into it and play it, but unfortunately, I'm not going to do that with Animal Crossing. So this one at least has a little bit of something for me.
I mean, I haven't even played Animal Crossing in probably, I don't know.
Oh, it's been a while.
It's been at least probably 8 months since I've put Animal Crossing in.
Yeah, because, I mean, you finished it. Like, you basically did everything you wanted to do.
Oh,
like,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Now what?
Yeah, I mean, just started repeating everything.
Even I stopped playing Diablo at some point. I mean...
Yeah, like, you can only give me so many new fish. Like, yeah.
Yep, exactly. All right, well, we are going to get into our topic of the show, and this is a DLC episode, everybody. So that's a dedicated Loud Crowd episode.
Hell yeah.
Josh, you got the question pulled up over there. We're going to answer and do a little chatting about.
Yeah, so this one comes from One Pen Tones, a regular. Thank you again, sir.
Thank you.
It says, what are some of your gaming routines like? My example is, I squeeze an hour or two a night, but my days off, I will play a few hours at a time. Also, when I finish a AAA title, I usually need a few days to a week to digest the experience before I start the next. So I play indie titles or shorter games in between until I'm ready to dive into the next. Amen to that. I'll start with that. Very similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he's got Loud Thumbs vibes, that's for sure.
he does, yeah.
He really does, sure. Really does. It's good to see he's a regular, and we know why, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, man, thanks for the question, jumping in on the Discord and saying hey. Always appreciate that. But Josh, what are your gaming habits? I know they do mimic a little bit what One Pen Tones has had there, but anything more specific?
Kind of. I do try to squeeze in an hour or so. Some nights it varies. Sometimes I'm behind on Critical Role or, you know, some other media I like to watch. Sometimes I do get a little gamed out and like I need a night or an afternoon or so just like not do that.
Yeah.
Breaks even from your hobbies is a healthy thing.
Oh, sure.
On weekends, it's usually a few hours at a time unless I'm really, really sucked in. God of War, obviously. I played like 7 hours a day. I put in some full-time job worth of playtime on the weekend, which is both highly entertaining and also maybe a little disappointing. Like, maybe I should have done more with my life during those days, but you know, I was having a good time, so
damn right,
you know, not really a waste. And it's become, you know, it finally decided to be winter until like 4 days ago or 70 degrees. It just completely gave the rest of fall right. and became winter, so much less motivation to get outside or do anything like that. So yeah, usually it's only the games that really suck me in like a bunch that I do that with. Otherwise I get a 2.5 to 3 hours, and that's usually when I start getting a little fatigued, and I gotta do something else, whether it be switch to a lighter game, maybe play some Slay the Spire, something I play it a bunch and I know what to do and I don't have to think about, but I'm not done gaming yet. Other times I just stop, watch something, play with the dogs, you know, what have you. But it's good to decompress with after work, come home, pop it in, especially with the wife working on our masters right now. I got a little more free reign to occupy the TV and not feel guilty about playing 3 hours on a weekday.
Right.
But yeah, very similar. I try to squeeze in some, but sometimes not always. And just like when Pentone said, after a AAA title, especially something with like a really great story, something you need a little extra time to kind of digest and kind of like absorb and like, all right, before I get into anything heavy again, let's just play something light. And that's when I discovered Slay the Spire and Dead Cells, which is a great Metroidvania roguelike. So much fun. I haven't played it in a minute, but really, really fun. No real pressure to it other than it's about as fast paced as what Hades could be.
Yeah,
it's really nice to cut up like time between AAA titles with something that it's just low pressure. You don't gotta worry about it. It's just kind of fun to play, and you don't feel like you have to play it for like 80 hours to get the full content.
100%. Yeah. The breakup thing that he's talking about there, you gotta get something in there to just lower the edge, take the edge off.
You want to play, something, but you don't want to cry. So, you know, whether it be from frustration or just a damn good story.
Right. No kidding. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'd say I'm very similar to you. I do find myself playing a lot less during the week than I ever used to, though. I used to play a lot more in the weekdays than I did the weekends, because, you know, the weekends were always kind of crazy and friends around doing things or whatever. But now it's kind of flipped around over just like the last year or two, honestly, where I kind of hold all my game time and wait until like a Saturday or Sunday. And I just kind of like just
one binge.
Just a big binge session of it. And a perfect example is, I obviously God of War we're playing, and I had 4 hours when we talked about it on the podcast, which was on Thursday. And when I stopped playing it on Monday, I had 17 hours in it. So, you know,
you went as hard as I did.
Yes. I mean, I didn't play any Friday, but then Saturday and Sunday, I was like, I mean, I put 13 hours in 2 days, because it's just, it sucks you in. Like, you're enjoying it, you know, like
you
just keep pumping time into it. But I do have a backup that I always keep in play, because maybe it's my age. Maybe I'm getting ADD worse or something as I get older. I don't know. I'm not outgrowing it. I'm growing into it. That's what's happening. But I always try to have a game that I can play in tandem with even a big AAA when I'm playing, just to kind of break up, maybe a little too much of it at once, you know, that
sure,
I don't want.
Sure.
The game I've been using to do that here with God of War is Modern Warfare 2, because they're completely polar opposite video games.
Oh yeah, they're way different.
I don't have to worry about, oh, if I hit square, it's going to make a dodge instead of a shield or whatever, you know. I was playing Shadow of War, which is very similar control schemes, actions that you're doing with Kratos, but the buttons are all wrong, so I'm doing nothing but screwing up, right? Call of Duty is, you know, you pull the left trigger and you look down sight and you shoot things with the right trigger. It's pretty simple, you know what I mean? Also, it being a pretty new game, and I want to kind of get my my feet wet in a Call of Duty game again, I do find that being pretty common with all the games I play, though. When I was playing Shadow of War, I always had another one to fall back on.
Yeah, you've always been one to kind of jump around a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of a buffet gamer, you know, like I just
yeah. That's you know, fair. That's a good way to put
like
it.
Yeah, if I don't like it, I might still finish what's on my plate, but I won't go get more, you know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's all right, you know what I mean? I'm not going to throw it back on the buffet for somebody else to take a bite out of or anything.
Over here, and I'm over here on my third plate of mashed potatoes because I can't stop eating it until I'm done eating it. Yeah.
Exactly, right? But yeah, I do find myself favoring a small title though. That is definitely for sure. Either on my phone, you know, right now Marvel Snap is just a quick pick up and play kind of thing. And I do find myself playing that every once in a while too. But even like, you know, Diablo Immortal was one that I would go back to in between, you know, it's just, I mean, even though it was a bigger title for a phone, but it still wasn't giant, you know? So that was one that I used to break up stuff when I was playing. And then even like with Tunic or Death's Door, they're harder games, but they weren't like as intricate of a game.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So jumping back and forth between those, always is an option for me, when it comes down to it. But, sometimes another thing, that I thought about when, One Pin Tones asked this question is sometimes I'll actually find myself like feeling sorry for my other consoles. So, no joke.
Like, shout out to my Switch for collecting dust.
Exactly.
I still love you.
Exactly. But like, I actually find myself this last week, like it just hit me. Like I haven't used my Xbox, my Steam Deck or my Switch since I started playing Shadow of War. And you know, that was like 2.5 weeks ago.
I don't think you've used your Switch since you've got your Steam Deck.
That is accurate. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the summer.
Yeah, I haven't touched my Switch in a couple of months. Like, it's been a couple months. Yeah,
it's been real rough for my Switch lately.
Strikers. If anybody wants to know, Mario Strikers. Look that up. That's the last game I played on the Switch, and we bought it day one. And I think that was like a June or July release date or something, if I remember right. So it's been a while, but I do find myself feeling sorry because I'm sitting here playing at my area, and I have all the consoles right there staring me in the face, but like. The games that are out for the game console I want to play, I'm going to play, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes that has hit me in the past. Now, it's not super common where I'll like put a game down and I'll jump and play Xbox or Switch or something instead. Just be like, well, I own this thing. I should probably play it.
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Give it some love so it doesn't hate me.
Right, exactly. You know, I got to give it a little attention, you know? But otherwise... I don't have that as much anymore today or, you know, literally at work today, I thought of that and I went, oh man. Yeah. It's been like a month since I've played a different console besides the PlayStation.
So is that how I can get more attention? Is just stand there and stare at you?
Maybe. It might work. You have to stand right in front of the TV though.
And I'll just be like, can you move? I can't see my screen.
Yeah. But I found that funny. And then, you know, we had this question that we were going to talk about. And I was like, that kind of goes in with that. Cause that's part of a gaming habit in a way. And just, you know, splitting your time up to, you know, enjoy everything a little bit.
Yeah. Pokemon coming out soon, I might have to like, just get like an air canister just to blow it out so I can play it.
Right.
And that's if I've beaten God of War by that point.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's my plan. I don't like to move on to anything big though until I finished whatever else I was playing that was already, you know, a bigger game. Not AAA necessarily. It could be just a bigger game or something I'm just more enthralled with, you know, that I like.
Yeah.
But you know, I did not want to stop playing Shadow of War to play God of War. Because Shadow of War is really, really fun and a really
that
good
is
game
good.
Too.
Yeah, but, great story.
You know what? Like I kind of got FOMO, you know, a little bit with God of War, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want to get the story ruined. Okay. And I still don't know the ending of Shadow of War, and it's been out for like 5 years or 6 years. I still don't know the ending.
5 years. Yeah.
So that's great for me. I'm not going to get ruined on that one. But this one, I could see myself scrolling through and like, whoa, damn it.
It's so relevant. You,
yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I've done that to myself.
Your face. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it's not FOMO as much as it is a fear of like just
fear of spoilers.
Yeah. Just a spoiler fear. Right. Yeah. So that kind of goes with it a little bit too. Because honestly, if the internet didn't exist and we were in 1999 or whatever, and it was, you know, it would have been really hard to spoil this game. I probably would have finished Shadow of War before I moved to God of War.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So those are some of my habits though. Lady,
my habits are a lot less.
Well, yes. I mean, okay, let everybody know what you play on.
So 99.9% is Switch.
Yeah,
like it's the Switch, so I can pretty much put it wherever. I have it docked on the big TV in the living room if I want to play that, but usually I come in here in the game room on our lovely couch while he's playing whatever he's playing, and I'll sit beside him. I usually, like, during the week, I might play maybe 3 hours the whole week. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because we have two kids and there's a lot of shit that has to get done.
and I don't do any of it, guys. So.
Whatever you do, too. But, like, I know, I used to have a job where I had to drive 40 minutes home.
Yeah.
So I know how the downtime when you work with people,
like decompression
uh-huh, time uh-huh. is necessary, and gaming is that for you.
True. Yeah.
So like, I know, like I can tell if you come home and it's been a really bad day, I'm just like, dude, I got it. Like,
right. We've got that team effort, you know, we're the Avengers over here.
We're to the point where we don't even have to like communicate that. Like I can look at you and know just by your attitude when you walk in the front door, like, all right, game night. Like, it's fine. I got this. Because that is your form of decompression.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my form of decompression, 90% of the time, is just sitting in the same room as you.
Yeah. Like, we are literally, like, if you guys scroll through TikTok, if you're out there listening or watching in, or watching in. Hey, it's a new word. So, if you scroll through TikTok and you see, you know, the husband and wife, they're like, you know, really, what do? We, you know, sit beside each other in the same room. That's good for us. Like,
and send each other TikToks.
And we send each other TikToks, you know,
in the same room
while we're in the same room.
Yeah.
That's us. Yeah. Like, that's just our dynamic, as it's been that way for decades.
Oh, yeah.
So, but
and now that Dreamlight Valley's been out, our kids are getting a little older. The one can keep his nose clean.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and he's 13.
He's 13. I don't have to say anymore.
That's a fair statement.
I have been playing a little more. I think I've been maybe playing half an hour to an hour.
Yeah.
At least four nights a week.
Yeah. You would probably fall in the casual gamer.
Yeah. Usually I play on Wednesdays when you guys record.
Yep.
And the kids go to bed.
Mm.
Like, that's usually that's my time to do what I want to do. So I either watch something on Netflix that I know he could give two shits about,
or I'll play some games. Exactly what my wife does.
The crown.
Casey watches spooky movies, which I could give two shits about. And
that's why Casey is my other half. Like, that's why she's my, you know, she's my BFF.
She's the bestie. Yep.
Yeah.
But then on the weekends, like, it's my weekend off, we may plan something to do like Friday night or Saturday, or do something with the kids. But like the one day a week that we have gotten into the point, I think, especially here lately, of making sure that there is not anything going on is Sunday.
That's a healthy habit. It's a healthy habit. Yeah.
We literally do not do anything. Like, my goal is to have all the laundry done, put away, dishes clean, food prepped and ready, so I don't even have to cook. Or I throw it in the crock pot on Sunday and we literally do nothing but like video games and just chill.
Yeah. So Heather's gaming habits are the game of life, and she does everything you just said.
All the time. And then every now and then I'll play an actual video game about life.
Right. Exactly. She just keeps it in her element. That's all.
Yeah.
I know what I'm good at. Like,
we got our own styles. It's all good.
That's right. Yeah. Stick with it. I'm good with it.
That's all right.
It works. It works for both of us. I mean, we're fine. So,
yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. On Sundays, I mean, that's it's a game day.
That's the dream day. Like,
yeah,
we'll just make it to Sunday.
Right.
I'm like, all right, we got this. We can do this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then we wake up and like every now and then you get that Sunday where it was just a perfect storm and everything got done on Saturday. And you're like,
yeah.
You know what? Snooze that alarm. I'm going back to sleep.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I can't say as of late, Dreamlight Valley like seemed to reinvigorate your attention for some reason because you have been playing quite a bit more.
Yeah.
Like even just on Sundays, you play for half or maybe close to the same amount of time as I've been playing and stuff.
Except so. I'll stop every now and then and I'll take like a 2-hour nap and then.
Well, yeah. I'm tired. I'll take sleepy break.
It's Sunday.
I usually wake up to leave your mom alone. She's taking a nap.
Yeah. Yeah. The daughter, you know, got to stop the daughter.
And then I'm always like, oh, he's letting me sleep. And I'm like, what are they doing? Maybe I should get up.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously mixing ours in with kids and everything comes as part of it. That's a lot of why I don't play a lot during the week too, because I know I have to parent harder during the week to be able to have the weekends off. Like she's mentioning as well.
Oh, sure.
You got to get all your chores done during the week so that your weekends are free, right? Like I still have that in my system from being, you know, a teenager. And the only difference is now you just have to, it's compounded with parenting in there too. So, you know, you got a couple of kids, you got to keep them on track, make sure they're doing their homework and paying attention to, you know, their grades overall. Yeah. Trying not to get in trouble, those kinds of things. But that goes along with my gaming habits, which is why, especially recently, because I have a teenager now and, you know, the focus definitely starts to kind of narrow in at the kids. So the weekdays, I know I got to be more focused on what's going on at home and, you know, putting the dad hat on, that kind of stuff. So that affects your gaming habits for sure when it comes to time available and your priorities. And I definitely know the dad priority is much higher during the week than the weekend, which I think is pretty common with a lot of parents. Honestly, they can kind of relax and chill on the weekend. So I think I kind of fall on a normal demographic
you get
there.
Home from work. Like at least our kids are old enough they can stay home after school.
Yeah.
But then like we get home from work and it's like, okay, what homework do you need to get done? Like, do you have clean clothes for your mom? Let's pack your lunch. And then by the time you get them, like, focused in squared
the segment,
away.
The segment has made a turn to the Hales weekly life story.
We're getting real on Loud Thumbs. Not like, I mean, I don't have kids, but like I remember waking up on like Saturday mornings when my dad would be playing Zelda. I mean, that's part of where my love for Zelda came from. So yeah, I mean, it lines up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I don't wake my kids up on a Saturday. I am a cool dad. So, you know, I get up at like 8 o'clock or something. I hit the game room, you know, just come in here and I'm playing some games. And if they wake up, okay, you know, but, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock is enough. So I'll usually get them about that time. But then they just join in on the festivities, you know, they come in, what are you playing?
Yeah.
And they, same thing you just said, they just kind of sit down and then like, just, oh, okay, you're, you know, playing Lord of the Rings or you're playing God of War or whatever it is. And then they join in on that. So that kind of, those memories and everything will kind of just connect and grow over time too.
Yeah, for sure.
Makes them all part of the gaming family as well that we have in the house.
Yep.
But yeah. I think gaming habits are probably, I think now my gaming habits are the healthiest that they've ever been. I'll put it that way. Because man, did I have some unhealthy ones a long time ago. I mean, I remember like coming, I'd come home from work on a Friday and a game would release that night or something. And I would be out at midnight. I would get the game. I would come home. I would play the game until like 5 or 6 in the morning. I would go to sleep until maybe 11 or something in the day and wake back up right back at the game again. Like, I mean, Grand Theft Auto games are like synonymous in my memory of just hardcore gaming sessions just for tens of hours, not just a few hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, obviously you have kids and that changes, but for me, it like I had kids and it didn't change a whole lot because I'm like, this is easy. Being a dad, I got this down, you know, like changing diapers and they sleep and I feed them. This is beautiful. I can still keep playing, you know? So I kept that trend going for a few years, honestly, until it was like, oh, now they're getting older. They're starting to learn bad lessons and things like that. Then it changes. But I think even without kids, you end up like kind of leaning like, oh, wait a minute. Like this is a little more important, like my friends or, you know, my family or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you gotta balance that life a little bit. I mean, even just like me going, friends, there's a few weeks where like, oh boy, I'm glad we're streaming because I got about 2 hours of gaming in this week and I got shit to talk about. Gaming. Oh, of course, we always got something to talk about topic wise, but
oh, sure. Sure.
Well, I haven't played anything.
Yeah. Those weeks have definitely happened. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, pretty standard gaming habits, I think. Nothing too crazy, and they used to be crazy, but I think nowadays they're pretty. I don't know. I mean, I think I fall in like just normal casual anymore. Honestly, I'm not like some crazy hardcore gamer or nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I think are probably what 80% of gamers play. Like you, when you get a chance, you play. Like come home in the evening, you have a couple right. hours, play a couple hours, have a free weekend where nothing's going on, play some games.
Yeah, or break it up with some TV binging or and movies. Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah,
which is always fun. You know, it's just another medium, but it's still fun to you know, hang out with the family and do that as well. If I don't have a small game to break it up with, and it's usually movies or television, I break gaming up with. Yeah,
nice. Nice.
Pretty common. I think everybody probably does that, but. Yeah, I think that is that's pretty much it for me on the topic. Anything else from you guys?
No, I'm the least gamer here, so.
That's okay. You only have
you still manage to get some in, that's what counts.
Yep,
that's right.
You're still game, yep, weekly, which is, you know, a lot of people, what are you talking about? You know, that kind of stuff. Like, I don't game at all, or like. Maybe on my phone or something like that.
I tell you, I was like into the point where I was like, man, I'm going to play. Like, I really don't want to play Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, I just sit here and scroll on my phone. Like, this is getting boring.
Now, and Dream Light Valley
came to the
message. Then it dropped.
Yeah. I was like, yes.
And it is pretty good, guys. It really is. You should probably check it out if you guys haven't yet. You got Game Pass. It is worth really... I think it's worth all your time. If you mm-hmm. enjoy Disney and you want something casual... It's one of them casual games you can break things up with, too. I don't feel like it felt like one of the games where you got to go back because now your house is going to be riddled with cockroaches and weeds and stuff, right? No. That's cool, too, by the way.
Yeah, I don't like those. I even like casual mobile stuff. Even that stuff, I'll just like, nah, that's okay. If you're going to like backtrack my progress, get out of here.
Yeah, no thank you.
Nope.
I'll move on. All right, well, I think we're done for this episode, Josh. How about you?
Yeah, man, I think we covered it.
Hell yeah. Well, we do have some exciting stuff coming up. We're streaming again next week, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
So everybody tune in for that. I guess it'll be this week. If you're tuning in on Monday, we'll be Wednesday is our... Well, we're going to do... Are we doing Thursday again, or are we going to stick with Wednesday?
Nope, you can't do Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Holiday. We're doing Wednesday. That's right.
Screw the family, we're gaming. On Thursday,
Thanksgiving,
we got people
we're streaming.
Coming.
We're streaming. That's right. No, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving, though.
Absolutely.
Yes, if you would like to tune into our stream, we'll be on Wednesday evening, around the 7 o'clock time frame is where we try to shoot for, as long as we don't record too long when we do our news, because we record news and then we do some streaming, so that's a good time.
I don't know if you guys know this, but they like to talk.
Oh, last
yeah, I mean, we like to have that a little bit. I mainly put up with them for the podcast.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. He's just family to me, more or less. That's all.
you know,
that's it. It's only blood. But yes, I don't think we've decided 100% what we're gonna stream, but you can always tune in, check our Twitch as well. That you'll see that on there too.
Yeah.
And we're up to like 40 subs on that now. So that's kind of cool for as small as we are. And we just started doing that about a month ago.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Very cool. Last thing I want to end with is our Loud Thumbs giveaways that we're working into the channel. So we did just do one, a big one, and that was for God of War Ragnarok, guys.
Yeah.
So we gave away a copy of that. So we had Yeah, The Hype Is Me is our winner who picked that up. He got it last night, right before midnight there. He sent me a message and he's downloading. He was thrilled. The first giveaway he's won. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, so cool. Well, congratulations, sir. It's a fantastic game and I hope you're enjoying it.
Absolutely. So we do have a friend of the show that's going to remain anonymous that has been helping us with some giveaways, and we're going to do that as long as we can, and we want to share the games with everybody out there. That's kind of all we're doing this for, just for the fun. So why not share some video games? So to tune in on our Twitter, that is where we will announce all of our giveaways, and we are just at Loud Thumbs there. And then all you got to do is subscribe to our YouTube and our Twitch. You sub, let us know you're in. You are entered to win free stuff.
Easy. So
super, super simple. So let us know anytime you see a giveaway, you're subbed to us. Just give us your username and we will put you into the old drawing there. And who knows what's next? We've already done Modern Warfare 2 this year. And we've done God of War this year. I'm sure there'll be more to come, and maybe eventually we'll get in some Loud Thumb swag in there to give out as well. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Good stuff there. But we are out of here for this week. We will be back next week. Thanks for Heather coming on.
Yeah. Anytime.
Yes. Good stuff. And until next week, game on.
Volume up.
And stay loud.
Email, follow, watch, and listen to all of our content by visiting loudthumbs.com and join the loud crowd.
To help us grow the show, you can leave an Apple Podcast review or give us a Spotify star rating. It really helps us stand out.
Thank you to our Patreon subscribers, Caleb Lynch, Brian Koger, Lisa Westerberg, Zach Mesra, Holden Moffitt, SirsFurniture.com.